Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. My name is Adam Sumlin. My reservation code is 2311-3101-0023-4559.
Thanks, Adam. Give me a second here. I'll pull up your business profile. You're calling from Grantsom Enterprise?
That's correct.
Excellent. Just give me a second here. Adam, what's the best number to reach in case we get disconnected?
716-881-4376.
Okay. Alright, just loading up for a second. Alright, so we had the mailing address correct at 976 Elmwood Ave in Buffalo?
That's correct.
Okay. Is the 4376 number, is that your company phone number?
4376. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. And yeah, it looks like based on the leasing you did with Pawnee from last year, we had sent you an offer for financing for both capital and equipment. What exactly did you want to use the money for so I can point you in the right direction?
We actually were looking to, I'm going to say, consolidate the leases we have and have a little extra for capital, working capital.
Okay. How much extra working capital were you looking for?
About $25,000, $30,000.
Okay. And the leases, so how many leases do you have with Pawnee?
Pawnee, we have one lease with Pawnee, and we have one lease with Marlin.
Marlin?
And one lease with Bendy Lease.
Okay. Well, just to be straightforward about consolidating refinancing leases, is typically the cost of the interest is already built in. It's not separate from the principal. So you may receive a small discount, really, if you pay them off early, but not much. So it might be best, because otherwise you'll be paying interest on top of interest if you consolidate them and then refinance mm-hmm. them. Right, I think it might be best if instead of paying the interest on top of interest and consolidating them, and it gets really complicated when you're taking different pieces of equipment that already have leases on them. So I think it might be best just to focus on the working capital.
Refinance them?
Well, when you refinance them, leases are different than they're not like your car note where you can refinance.
No, because I think we. I mean, we got to, I think we can just continue to paying them off right now. And I mean, that'll be, we'll pay it off in another year. So,
yeah, I think that might be the best way to go is just to let them finish their course. Because like I said, with leases, the principal and interest is not separated. So when you pay them off early, you're going to end up paying the interest no matter what. We're familiar with those companies. We actually work with Marlin quite a bit, and sometimes Pawnee. Sometimes they come to us for money, and sometimes we use them for partners when there's a certain situation that requires it. So I think it'd probably be best just to let those leases finish their course and focus really on the investment in your business as far as the working capital. What exactly did you want to use the working capital for?
We're looking at it to continue to give us the basis for our payroll right now, because we are basically running everything and buying our food and stuff, and a lot of the payroll now we're taking out of pocket.
Yeah. Okay. Can you just give me a rundown of what your business does and how you make money?
It's a restaurant. It's called Hill Certified Burgers. We're averaging about $18,000 a month. And we specialize in burgers, salmon, chicken, beef hot dogs, poutine, soup certified.
Oh, nice.
We have a variety.
Yeah. I'm in San Diego, so we don't. There's one place I found with poutine in it. It's amazing, but otherwise it doesn't even exist out here. I'm sure you can imagine. But I'm from the East Coast myself, and so I haven't be fond of it. Do you have any business loans right now, as far as merchant cash advances, anything?
We have one with Infinity, which will be paid off in August.
Infinity?
The first week in August, that will be paid off, yes.
Okay. What's the approximate balance on it now?
Approximate balance, well, let's see. We got about $10,000.
Okay. So it's going to be paid off in August. What was the original term length for that loan?
We got it in January. It was $30,000.
Okay.
It was 8 months.
Yeah. What kind of payback did they give you on that?
Well, we paid $1,300 a month. $1,300 a week.
Okay, excellent. So, typically, yeah, you're doing about $18,000 a month. I think we'd really be in the ballpark of about $25,000 as far as an approval. We might be able to stretch it out to 30. I think we may have to pay off Infinity if we try to stretch it out to a higher amount. So I don't know. What we can do is look at some options for you, but I think we have a great loan program here, where you know, we have the weekly and monthly payment options available for you. And
we run a monthly. I do not want no more weekly. That's why I don't want to deal with Infinity no more.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely explore that option, you know. What year did you start your business?
We opened up actually October 3rd, 2015, but the business originally started in April of 2014. But after remodeling the store, doing all the stuff, we officially opened doors October 3rd, 2015.
Okay, but all right, so you were in business you were registered as a business in April of 2014.
That's correct.
Okay, you just didn't start operations until October of 2015.
We had, right, because what we did in on the Grantham Enterprise, we have construction, and we have the restaurant.
Yeah.
Construction was 2015, and it kept, that's what got the restaurant in business.
Oh, what year did you start doing the construction?
2014.
Okay. What month of 2014?
April.
Okay, so that's when you started the construction. Oh, okay, so that's what we want to focus on. What we want to do is present to underwriting the proof of the longest time in business, right? So what we're going to do is as far as Grantham Enterprise, you know, recognize that in April of 2014 and just use the recent bank statements of the restaurant. Now, the restaurant and the construction, they use different bank accounts, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, what I want to do is put us
Yes and no. Yes and no, because Grantham Enterprise, we had the one bank account under First Niagara, and that was for both.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
For Grantham Enterprise, we had one bank account, which was on the First Niagara, and that had both of our, they had our restaurant and the construction until we opened the restaurant, and we went to Bank of America just for the restaurant.
Oh, and when was that?
October.
Okay. Okay, so what I want to do is definitely just put you in the best possible position to get the highest approval. What we always work for is the highest approval amount on the longest term, and then work backwards from there to really, you know, fit your needs. Okay. So it's gonna. And how soon are you looking for this capital?
As soon as we can get it.
Okay. Well, we have a pretty fast process here. You have approval within about 24 hours, and usually we can, move forward with funding the loan within about 24 hours of signing paperwork as soon as we come to, the customized term and payment for you. All right. Let me see here. Okay.
So in essence, this one page, this application that we have here is what I need to fill out and send back to you.
Right. I was going to go ahead and email you with exactly what we need, including the application. How much is the monthly rent for the restaurant?
$3,700.
Okay. And what's the best email for you, Adam?
It's Adam Sumlin. It's ADAMSUMLIN at hotmail.com.
Okay, I'll go ahead and email you exactly what we need as far as the bank statements I mentioned. And did you file for 2015 yet for your business taxes?
Yeah, my taxes are already filed.
Perfect. And then all we need is the first page from your 2015 business tax return. And really, that's just for business verification. So it's going to be bank statements, the first page from your business tax return, and the one-page application, and that's it. We can have an approval for you, like I mentioned, in about 24 hours. I'll go ahead and get this email off to you, and that way you'll also have my direct line on file as well. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Nice talking to you, Adam. I'll get this out to you right away.
All right. Thanks.
You got it. Bye.
Bye.